Hello all, this is Vasanth from All Out for No Loss, and I have with me today Anand Kumar Shankaran. The rest of the crew is missing. At this point of time, we'll probably have to look for some impact subs, given that this is the IPL. Today's special episode is purely to talk about CSK. What is going on with CSK? Why is CSK struggling? And in particular, the reaction of the fans that Dhoni has been underperforming or not performing or refusing to perform. These are all adding up, and all of a sudden, CSK suddenly looks one of the weaker squads, and that this might just be a very, very long season for them.
Oh, man. So the top five, except Raj and Rachin, have not made any runs. Gaikwad has made 116 runs at a strike rate of 157. He's in sublime form. And if I remember right, that includes a duck.
Correct.
Right. And Rachin Ravindra has 106 runs, has scored 106 runs at a strike rate of 133, which is middling by his own standards, by the red hot form Rachin is. The rest of the batters in the top five, remember, so they have played three games in nine innings, have scored a total of 81 runs.
Wow. That's it.
That's it. And we can nitpick, and like even with the two, you know, Ruturaj has a duck and Rachin got a little bit stuck with RCB, right? I mean, he wasn't, and so
and
on.
And he also got a duck, right, against RR.
Yeah, he also got a duck. And still, those two are the best. Unfortunately for CSK and CSK's fans, the batting seems to be the brighter spot, in my opinion, because when it comes to bowling, Noor Ahmed has been outstanding, right? Phenomenal debut. He's bowled 12 overs, 9 for 82. Any way you look at it, spectacular numbers. He is basically shouldering the entire bowling. Ashwin has taken 3 wickets, but he has gone for 99 runs in the 10 overs he has bowled. Jadeja has 1 wicket in 8 overs, conceding 68 runs, which is somewhat bad per Jadeja standards. Khalil has delivered a little bit. Pathirana has delivered a little bit. But as Vasanth, you pointed out elsewhere, they don't have anybody except Khalil in the power play. So now they have to make do with Ashwin in the power play. And Ashwin, you know, he's trying all kinds of stuff. He's trying leg spin, he's trying caramballs, he's trying everything, and he's getting hammered. He's leaking runs. This is very odd. This is not the CSK we know of. CSK always has multiple answers for the bowling problem. I don't even remember if Rachin has bowled anything at all. Sam Curran has made 12 runs and conceded 47 runs in 4 overs in the 2 games he has played. Jamie Overton, debut match in the last game, went for 30 runs in the power play in his 2 overs. And of course, he made 11 of 4 balls with that single 6. CSK, remember, always has had these array of all-rounders start to end. You always had Dwayne Bravo coming in at 8 or 9. You always had Albie Markle coming in at 8 or 9. And then you had Shardul Thakur come in at 8 or 9. You had Deepak Chahar come in at 8 or 9. And CSK always had one person who would put up their hand and win a game for them. 10 games, there will be like 2 or 3 people who are steady for them through the season. Could be Shane Watson, could be Devon Conway, could be Ruturaj, could be Suresh Raina. But then 4 or 5 games would be won by a freak show. Like one person who puts their hand up. When I look at the people they released for the mega auction this year, it's Mitchell, Santner, and Hunger Gaker. And I think they also released Moeen Ali. When I consider all-rounders, they released Deepak Chahar. They released Shardul Thakur. They released Tushar Deshpande. They released Simrajit Singh. They released Fizur Rahman, which that's okay. Now, when I look at, you know, the pace bowlers who are doing well, usually this is typically reserved for RCB, where RCB would release a player and they would shine in the other team immediately right after. And now we face that with CSK. Chahar is bowling well. Shardul is bowling fantastically. Simrajit Singh is bowling fantastic. Tushar Deshpande is bowling fantastic. And it's like the entire bowling lineup that CSK had has been given. And I haven't even started with Tikshana, right? I do understand the rationale to get Ashwin. And I think Ashwin is a really good IPL bowler. His economy rate was 7 or thereabouts till this year. But I think maybe bowling him in the power play is not really working out. And of course, when I look at the batters they released, Jinx had a fabulous first game, but KKR has its own trouble and whatnot. I felt that CSK is lacking the all-rounders that have always propped it up. And they have put so much impetus on Sam Curran and Dubey is coming in as a impact player sub and is not bowling, there is no place to hide. And I never thought that I would see a Phlegm say that the pitches are not behaving as they expected. This is an excuse that I really thought I wouldn't see from CSK. Perhaps Jadeja is getting old, although, you know, he almost got us home with the RR game with that fabulous six off the 19th over last ball. It is hard. Unless Dubey steps up or somehow CSK has to figure out how to play Devon Conway in this team. If that means they have to bench Sam Curran, they have to bench Sam Curran. And, you know, if they have to get another bowler in to offset for Sam Curran, so be it. What is going wrong with the team balance right now?
I just absolutely feel that their opening bowling power play strategy is very poor. Not just poor, very poor. Clearly, Ashwin is not going to cut it in the power play. It was visible from the first game. And then a second game and a third game. What are they thinking? And fundamentally, it appears that batters today, they are not bothered. They are going to play the field from ball one. Using a spinner in the power play is fraught with risk unless the spinner is very, very quick and people are having a tough time reading him. Ashwin certainly cannot bowl the power play anymore. He used to be a great power play bowler. That's gone. That's Ashwin of the past, not Ashwin of now. And Noor Ahmed is the only bowler who's striking. It doesn't make sense for him to be bowling in the power play, which he did in one case because CSK just panicked. But fundamentally, the lack of an opening bowling unit or a power play bowling unit is killing the team. CSK is so, so lucky that Khalil Ahmed is bowling so well. This is very unexpected. In fact, I thought Khalil Ahmed won't even make the 11, but he's been bowling very well. In spite of that, it's been a disaster. And when you start off so poorly, you're always playing catch up. Against Mumbai, they were lucky. Khalil took out two people early and Will Jacks mistimed one shot. And even then, Mumbai was coming along pretty well until that stumping of Sky. Against RCB, if Phil Salt had not been stumped, that was a 220 in the making. Bottom line here is, they have to find a replacement. Now, their replacements, Jamie Overton is not a new ball bowler. For that matter, he's not even a middle over bowler. He's bowling at 120s and expecting the ball to go anywhere. The only place it's going to go is in the stands. Nathan Ellis is a death over specialist. And so is Mathisha Pathirana. At best, you can get one over out of them in the first 10. And then in the back 10, you might be able to get them to close out. So there are no alternatives. The other side of it is the batting. The batting has been absolutely weak, including the absolutely ridiculous plan to play Tripathi at the top of the order. I do not know what possesses them. It was so funny to watch RR make a course correction. They just flipped Parag and Rana and everything clicked. Rana started batting very well and Parag started batting well and everything was fine. Okay, of course, the CSK bowled very ordinary stuff. But still, to me, it's very clear that Ravindra and Ruthraj have to open. And if Conway is playing, then Conway and Ruthraj have to open. And Ravindra, if he's also playing, can come at 3. There is no need to open with Tripathi. He's not putting bat on ball with any degree of comfort. If you want to strengthen the batting because it's anemic and you have to bring in Conway, you have to open up. You have to lose one of the other foreign players.
Yeah.
Which essentially has to be Overton from the last game or Sam Curran.
Yeah.
But guess what? Neither Overton nor Sam Curran are giving you anything.
Yeah.
You just have Devon Conway come in instead of one of those English medium pacers who are not doing anything anyway, right?
Yeah.
And take a chance with the younger Indian brigade. Bring in Gurjapneet.
Yeah.
Bring in...
They have Mukesh too.
Mukesh Chaudhary. Mukesh Chaudhary is perfect for your opening over. One side Mukesh Chaudhary, one side Khalil Ahmed.
Yeah.
Okay. And Gurjapneet also bowls in the opening overs.
Yeah.
Take a chance. How much worse can they be compared to the way Curran and Overton were bowling? To me, it is very clear that, first of all, plan for bowling 6 overs of pace. in the power play, let the spinners bowl those 12 overs in the middle. At most, the sixth over, you bring in Noor or Jadeja. But plan for 5 overs of medium pace and then get the spinners.
Yeah.
Very simple. You drop one of the English all-rounders, bring in Conway, get rid of, what's his name, Tripathi also, bring in an Indian seamer.
Yeah. I mean, this Andre Siddharth as well, right? Andre Siddharth is waiting in the wings.
Andre Siddharth is not an aggressive batter.
Hmm.
He's one of the slower batters. He's a development project for this franchise. I don't think he's up there. Sheikh Rashid has gone through his, what do you call, internship. And he might just be the guy coming in. They need to have the willingness to make some substantial changes. Otherwise, the season is not going anywhere for them.
Yeah, I think they are overcompensating their batting by playing Overton and even Sam Curran to some extent.
It's because they are struggling with the other Indian batters. They don't want to play the youngsters, but I think the time has come if they want to stay in the tournament.
So, yeah.
And in fact, if they play Conway at the top along with Rituraj, they may not get those big, big starts, but that's enough. Because Conway, Rituraj and Rachin Ravindra can give you a lot of runs on top, giving time for someone like Dubey and then some other folks to come in and play. The other option is just go play Jadeja at 4. What is he doing playing at 7 and 8 and all that stuff? Yeah. Bat him at 4. This guy is more than capable of batting it at 4. Give him the time to settle down and play.
Do you think they'll give Vijay Shankar a few more games? Vijay Shankar did have a couple of years of success with GT.
So, if you look at the team from the RR game, they could potentially drop Overton and bring in Conway. But they have to bring in an Indian seamer. Somebody has to give way. So, let's say it's Tripathi. So, in which case, Vijay Shankar or Sheikh Rashid will play. Giving him another opportunity is fine. And on the field is a lot of value. He's not going to drop catches. I don't know whether he still bowls. He might still be bowling a little bit. Between him and Dubey, they can put in one over of relief here or there, right?
Yeah. I don't know why they aren't. I mean, Dubey is not even in the field, right?
He's never in the field. So it's
when you're bowling, yeah.
No, they seem to have some set views which are very strange. And yes, what has happened is everything all got papered over because they were keeping on winning. But of course, the big question is MS Dhoni.
Yeah.
Now, over the years, it was very clear that MS Dhoni is not able to bat against spin. When he comes, you'll have a backward short leg, you have got a silly point or a slip. He just hasn't been able to bat against spin.
Yeah.
But against quicks, well, he seemed to be fine. But there's a very fundamental question. Is Dhoni's keeping plus his ability to bat those two overs, is the value greater than playing somebody like Vansh Bedi? They don't need to play Vansh Bedi if Conway is playing. They can play Sheikh Rashid.
I don't see CSK benching Dhoni unless Dhoni does what he did in 2014 and then retires mid-series. But props to the man, the two stumpings were spectacular, right?
I'm pretty sure both those stumpings would not have been done by others because everybody else does a little bit of give before they collect the ball. And that 0.2 seconds of give would have been more than enough for these guys to come back in. So those two stumpings stand out. No, I don't think there are any complaints about his keeping.
Yeah.
But the question is, if he cannot bat more than two overs, these guys have a problem. Maybe if the guys up top had batted better, we wouldn't be having this conversation. Because
or if he had closed the deal over 20 against RR, and middle that, he got underneath it.
Yeah.
He just middle it, hit the toe of the bat.
Yep.
You know, if he had finished the game over 20, we probably wouldn't be talking. But I think what really riled a lot of people is the fact that over 12 is when you could have come into bat against RCB. I think it's the RCB factor and the hype about CSK have never lost a game since 2008, and it's RCB. Played a huge role. And the fact that they did not see him and they had Ashwin come, you know, before him, and then you have Dhoni come in at over 19, I think was just a little bit too much.
No, I think he came in at 17 or 16.
Or 17.
Either way, I have a feeling that they have some formula. Unless it's the last 5 overs or 6 overs, he doesn't come to bat.
Yeah.
And at, when that sixth wicket fell, it was at 12.5.
Yeah.
And they said, okay, Ashwin, go. And then the hope also might have been that Ashwin might make a few connections and bat until the 15th, 16th over and score a few runs,
yeah,
which he did try and he failed, right? But this team is in a bit of strife. When Mumbai lost their first two games, it didn't look like they were in trouble. It just looked like they were misfiring. That's all.
Yeah, it's like usual Mumbai starting trouble.
Yeah, usual starting trouble. But with these guys, the first game, they struggled to close the game out. And there were some eyebrows raised and everybody just brushed it off saying that these guys are just like were joking around or trying to be too aggressive against the young Puthur guy. I think there is a genuine problem. The Indian batting is very weak. The next opponent for CSK is Delhi Capitals.
Oh.
If you're going to have these guys bowl this kind of stuff to Jake Fraser McGurk, that's where the 300 is going to happen. We all know what JFM did against Sunrisers Hyderabad last year.
Yeah.
Which is pretty much what sealed Washington Sundar's IPL career, those 30 runs that were scored in one over. And he could easily collar one of these guys. I really don't want to see Tripathi facing up to Mitchell Starc. Okay.
So, he was really on fire.
He's on fire. I think for the game against Delhi, they have to bite the bullet, bench Overton, bring in Conway, and then bring in a seamer for Rahul Tripathi. Just continue to play Vijay Shankar.
Mm.
And take that chance, which essentially means they strengthen the batting because Conway can bat on top. And then they bring in one seamer, which could well mean that Ashwin gets to bat at 8. I don't think there's any other choice here.
And that game is on Saturday, right? It's Saturday, it's a day game.
I had CSK coming into the playoffs at the start of the tournament, even though I think all of us called out that their batting is looking a little shaky.
Yeah.
But after watching the last few games, it looks like neither Tripathi nor Hooda are looking like scoring any runs.
Yeah.
And the lack of power play bowling has gone and hit them very hard. I looked at their squad. It's unusual that they've gone and picked up a team without an additional new ball bowler. I have a feeling that for some reason they thought Sam Curran is a solution for all these problems because Sam Curran could bowl and swing the ball around. But somebody must be paying attention. There's a reason why he's not even making it to the England team and those guys are talking about him not bowling more than 2-3 overs when he plays.
Is Anshul Kamboj hurt, injured or something?
No. They're forced to play this system. This is forced move. All these guys are fine. Kamboj, the Khalil is the top pick in the Indian seamer category. And they're playing only three. They're playing one seam bowling all-rounder plus Pathirana, right? To me, Kamboj, Chaudhary and Gurjapneet, they can pick any one of the three. Gurjapneet and Chaudhary are left-arm seamers. Kamboj is a right-arm seamer. Nothing very express. For heaven's sake, don't bowl a spinner in the power play overs. At least keep it to the sixth over. Ashwin actually bowled pretty okay in the non-power play overs.
Yeah, I saw that. I mean, he went for like the first game against Mumbai. He had a one-run over.
Yeah.
And he bowled outside power play. He was doing really well.
Yeah. No. Just get him to bowl 7, 9, 11, 13. That's it. That entire choke in the middle, he can control. He doesn't need to bowl after that. Okay.
Yeah. And Rana took Ashwin down, Nitish Rana, and that was the game.
But again, other teams have also started poorly and these guys actually won out of the three.
It was somewhat evident last year, but this year the chicken has come to roost.
Correct. And they've also got this Kamlesh Nagarkoti, but I don't know whether he's even bowling nowadays.
I see.
And then Shreyas Gopal, where will he find a place? Okay.
Yeah, it's Noor. Yeah. Noor has his spot.
No. Shreyas Gopal will only play if Ashwin is dropped.
Yeah.
The only question I have is, what are the odds that MS Dhoni might just sit himself, citing injury, and then they take a chance?
And they take a chance with Devon Conway keeping.
No, Devon Conway can keep. That's not a problem. Because the chance now is whether they play this Vansh Bedi or they're going to play another batter.
Yeah.
We have seen that Tripathi and Hooda are useless.
But Dhoni looks like does not want to bat over two overs, right?
He may not want to. The other guy is not able to.
Yeah, like Flem says he does not want to. He can't run.
No, he said he wants him to only bat the last 4-5 overs. So something after the 13th or 14th over is what Flem said. Even last year it worked out. Every time he needed to come and bat in the end, it did. Okay.
Yeah.
And in fact, he might even pull that whole entry into the playoffs off through with one more shot. Just one of those things. It will work as long as your top order is scoring. Your batting, as you pointed out at the very beginning, there are no runs outside of Ruturaj and Chin. And guess what? Conway is not in good form. Conway has not been scoring runs. But overall, I think CSK is in trouble. And unlike the usual strategy of doing the same thing again and again, they may want to reconsider their plans and take a very different approach. So that would be my take on this.
I think CSK usually has had the player who we think is done, be it Shane Watson, be it Ajinkya Rahane. You know, players who we think are done and dusted, and they have like two or three really good seasons. Like Shane Watson, his last two seasons, 2018, 2019, and even 2020, I think, was very, very good. Rahane was a revelation.
He got two good seasons. Ambati Raidu had a couple of 2-3 seasons.
Perhaps that's what they were hoping to with Hooda and Tripathi.
Yep.
I do think that Hooda was dumped because of the drop. Oh, what's with the fielding? I mean, they gave four chances to Patidar, right?
Yep.
Not going to say that was the game. It was a 50-run defeat, but that was part of the deal.
And you're right. Probably that loss to RCB, a heavy loss to RCB, and this whole Dhoni not coming up to bat really rankled everybody's feelings. The other problem is Shivam Dubey is not batting the way he normally does. We are losing about 20-25 runs just like that per innings.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? I mean, come Saturday, suddenly these guys will all wake up and then everything, they'll look very good and immediately the fan base will turn the other way.
Yeah, CSK has done it before multiple times. The shocking statistic of CSK has never chased anything over 180 since when?
2019. Yeah.
And this is the era of 250 plus scores.
Yeah.
The league definitely has moved on, right? Basically, SRH, KKR, RCB, DC, Kings XI, even RR for a couple of games, LSG for a couple of games, at least 2-3 years ago. Maybe this LSG with the Puran et al. At the top. Maybe GT is the only team that I think is comparable to CSK in its batting approach.
Yes and no. But what happens there is between Gill, Butler and Gill and they can get a move on. And then guess what? Their next, the rest of the lot are just wild hitters, right? In the GT team. GT is a very dubious team because they don't have batting depth.
Okay. Yeah.
So both GT and SRH have the same problem. Once the fourth wicket falls, the bottom falls out of their batting.
Tevatia finds himself, you know, ways to get out without facing a ball.
They're playing Tevatia for his ability to win games with 10 balls to go, and that's about it, right? If you look at it on the face of it, forget who Dhoni is. What is Hetmyer doing? What is Tevatia doing? What is few other names? I mean, Abdul Samad, Shah Rukh Khan, and Abhinav Manohar. Tim David, all of these guys, what are they doing? Their entire raison d'etre is to come and bat 8 to 10 balls. And some of them don't do anything more than batting.
Right? Yeah.
And not all of them are coming off. Now, if you look at it from that perspective and don't think about Dhoni from the past, but Dhoni as someone who's just here to bat 10 balls and his all-rounder role is keeping wickets, then what's the problem?
I think it is that he came in to bat at 9 is what rankled a lot of people.
He lost a lot of fan following because the regular fans of the game said, what are you doing with such a huge run rate deficit?
Yeah.
And then the CSK fans are upset because, oh man, you've just conceded the game to RCB.
Yeah.
And the Dhoni fans are upset because you don't turn up and we don't get to see you. So it's just a... He managed to... That one act managed to get a whole bunch of people upset. Okay.
Do you think he controlled his batting spot?
I think so. This team is run by him and Fleming. It doesn't take much for him to tell Fleming, this is when I'll bat, right?
Yeah.
There is no way he's going to return next season.
Yeah.
And CSK is going to have a very tough time dealing with that change.
Yeah.
Then again, in this particular league, you can get rid of a whole bunch of players in the mini auction and rebuild, right? So yeah, this three-year thing doesn't mean much.
His last ODI game, was it the 2019 semifinals?
Yes, yes. It was the 2019 semifinals. So
I don't remember his last T20 international game, but looks like we are going to be soon upon it.
To me, it is perfectly fine if he calls it a day. It would have been perfectly fine if he called it a day before the auction. They could have rebuilt it. And I suspect CSK knew that this was going because 3 years ago in that mega auction, they were trying to get Dinesh Karthik.
Mm.
And RCB outbid them at the 5 crore mark.
Mm.
That's not an accident for them to try to get Dinesh Karthik when Dhoni is there.
Mm.
So it's very possible that the thinking was get Dinesh Karthik in and then we'll play Dhoni sparingly and then he can retire and then Dinesh Karthik will take it from there. And in Dinesh Karthik also found a captain. All that would have worked, but then they got outbid by RCB. There are no Indian keepers available. They're too expensive. I mean, you're not going to pick up Bharat. What is Bharat going to do for you? I guess they picked up this Vansh Bedi. I don't know who else is there as an Indian keeper. Generally, by and large, teams don't like to take a foreign keeper unless he has got other skills.
Has CSK made drastic team changes before? No. Even during bad seasons? No, right?
They
stick to the plan. They don't change.
You're right. They don't change. And that is, I think, what the worry is of all the watchers saying. Your unwillingness to adapt yourself to a scenario can be a problem. It's good to have consistency. It's good to have stability. But then this is not a time for this. But they didn't waste time. They got Karan out after 2 games, not working, right? I think somebody missed something in the auction or they just assumed Karan was still able to bowl in the first 6 overs. And I think it was very, very visible in the first game. We saw Karan bowling. We knew that he came and bowled the 2nd over, I think.
Yeah.
And then he was taken for 17 by Rickleton, right?
Oh, man. His batting today was sublime. I personally blame it on RJ Balaji. Apparently, he's not committing this year. he chose to prioritize a movie that he is directing.
Oh, okay.
So he's not committing this year.
I do think that they'll need to play much, much better than this if they want to get past DC. Okay.
Yeah. I think we should acknowledge the fact that not only did the 4 we were sure of making the playoffs are now at the bottom 5, the 4 we said will not make it, 3 out of the 4 are now in the top 4.
I know, it's astonishing, right? But I have to say, both DC and PK have played beyond expectation. Well, Punjab has only played 1 game. And we know Punjab, right? It's like it's a box of chocolates kind of scenario. DC has been a pleasant surprise.
Yeah, DC always has come like close, I thought, right? Like this is when Prithvi Shaw was their regular opener. I'm talking 3-4 years ago.
Even last year, they were also finishing 7th. They were one of the 4 teams finishing 7th, right?
Yeah.
And then only one made it. Anyway, it's a long tournament. B, inevitably, it'll come down to net run rate at the end. And that is where I think CSK blew it with a 50-run defeat against RCB. That was a big one. Although today, KKR absolutely stunk up the joint against MI.
But by the way, DC, Tristan Stubbs hasn't fired yet.
That is true. Tristan Stubbs hasn't fired yet.
When he fires, that's a different team.
Sameer Rizvi didn't play, right? Who played instead of Sameer Rizvi in the last game?
Was it Abhishek Porel?
Abhishek Porel was already there. Oh, KL Rahul came back, no?
Oh, yeah, Rahul came back, correct. And smoked those sixes.
Yeah, yeah, like KL Rahul came back. We forgot about that. Yeah,
Stubbs had a quick fire 21. Porel has been there for, he's been
playing. Look at this team. This is looking very nice. I mean, McGurk, Duplessis, Porel, Rahul, Stubbs,
Aksar,
Ashutosh, and then Stark, Kuldeep, Vipraj Nigam, Mohit Sharma, and then Kumar is the impact sub.
You have Mitchell, Mohit, Mukesh, and then you have Aksar, Vipraj, Kuldeep. This is a team that has serious bowling power in addition to all. And they have coming in at 6 and Vipraj at 7.
Correct. Aksar at 6. No, Aksar at 7. So it's McGurk, Duplessis, Porel at 3, Rahul at 4, Stubbs at 5, Ashutosh at 6.
Ashutosh, of course.
Aksar at 7. Okay, Aksar will bat anywhere. He'll bat at 4, 5, 6, we never know. So, but they bat Aksar at 7 and Vipraj at Vippy, as his shirt says. He'll bat at number 8.
Oh, Lord.
And then Mitchell Stark at 9. And Kuldeep at 10. So, and it's they're all loaded. And then Mohit Sharma of the famous single will bat at 11.
Yeah.
Let's see how the rest of the week goes by. But all said and done, it's been a good tournament. Some of the games are actually pretty interesting. So, let's see. So, I still think, which is what I said in the beginning of the tournament, I still think Mumbai is a favorite. So, I guess with that, it's a wrap for today. Thank you, everybody.